Robert Joyce is the executive director of the Jazz and Blues Society in Sioux Falls. He says this year's Jazz Fest has a variety of groups of musicians to appeal to a large audience.
We have some musicians who are large ensembles, you know, 9-piece, 10-piece bands. We also have some trios and some smaller size groups. We have a pretty good mix between male and female, jazz and blues.
Joy says the size of the crowd that comes to Jazz Fest will depend on Mother Nature.
My biggest headliner is the weather, you know, and the sunshine. And if the sunshine and the weather is decent, we could see another 120,000 people if we really work hard and make sure that everybody knows about what's coming.
George Thorogood is one of the three headliners for this year's event. Joyce says Thorogood is a performer who can give all audience members something to relate to.
George Thorogood, 40 years touring. You know, even if you're not a huge blues fan, you know, we've all heard Bad to the Bone or we've heard Moving On Over. And these are cool songs that I think are everybody grew up, you know, or can remember a time when you heard that song.
This three-day event is scheduled to run from July 17th through the 19th and takes place at Yankton Trail Park. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nate Weck in Sioux Falls.